at present, that is to say at the beginning of this new year, 1966, we are concerned with introducing Buddhism being the title of our latest series of Sunday afternoon talks on the teaching of the Buddha. Now, as we saw last week, this series, this new series, will serve a twofold purpose. It will serve a purpose so far as newcomers to Buddhism are concerned, that is to say, those who don't know as yet very much about the Buddha's teaching, and it will also, we hope, serve a purpose so far as our regular members are concerned, so far as those are concerned, that is to say, who come here or who have been coming here week after week, regularly, for I know upwards of a year or so at least in some cases. So far as the first group of people are concerned, that is to say the newcomers or the comparative newcomers, the series will, we hope, constitute an actual introduction to the whole subject of Buddhism in all its aspects. We hope in the course of this series to cover all the major aspects of Buddhism: the theory, the practice, the philosophy, the meditation, metaphysics, psychology, culture, art, and perhaps also social customs and manners, ethics, and so on. So for the newcomers, or for the comparative newcomers, this series will provide an actual introduction to Buddhism. So far as the second group are concerned, that is the regular members who have been coming for some time past, it will provide them with an opportunity to see Buddhism, to see the Buddha's teaching, as in fact we should see everything all the time, that is, afresh. Not seeing it as something that we've seen 100 times before, but seeing it, as it were, with a fresh vision, with new eyes, as though we were seeing it for the very first time. Not carrying over from the past any impressions or any prejudices or preconceptions, but looking at it quite objectively, with the whole force of our being, as it were, with our total awareness, and trying to see it anew. So for the people who've been coming for some time, we hope the series will provide an opportunity of this sort, to look at Buddhism afresh. Now, last week, in the first talk in this series, we raised and we tried to answer the question of, is religion necessary? A question very often asked nowadays by thinking people. Now, last week, last Sunday, we split this question up into three separate parts, and we dealt with these parts independently. First of all, we investigated the nature of religion itself, what we mean when we use this word. Then we tried to see in what sense it is possible to speak of religion as being a necessary thing. And lastly, we tried to understand for what or for whom religion is necessary. I don't want to go over that same ground again this afternoon, but I will just very briefly recapitulate the conclusions we reached at the end of that talk for the benefit of those who were not here last week, as well as to remind those who were. And this recapitulation will give us a sort of point of departure for today's talk. After discussing the meaning of religion, we saw that it meant essentially the achievement of a state or condition of psychological and spiritual wholeness, and also in that state of wholeness relating to others, to other people, as well as to ultimate reality. We saw further that, rather contrary to what people usually think or what they usually take for granted, we saw that religion isn't necessary for everybody. Religion is necessary for those who have begun to be self-aware and who want, in fact, who ardently desire to embark on the higher evolution to psychological and spiritual wholeness. In other words, religion as we've already defined it.